Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I believe it's going to be really difficult for them to come back with the same defensive alignment on the left side of the infield. So Alex Cora referenced the numbers. If you look at it last year, according to Fangraphs, Bogart, 16 defensive runs saved, or I should say, negative 16 defensive runs saved. That was 16th out of 21 qualified shortstops. He had 9 errors, 18th of 21. If you look at Baseball Savant's metrics, outs above average, they have 36 shortstops that qualified in their metric. He was minus 10 outs above average. That was 35th of 36 shortstops. He was the worst in baseball among any shortstop going to his right, minus 8 outs above average. So he cannot go to his right. You look at Rafael Devers, 22 errors this season, most among third basemen, negative 13 defensive runs saved, last among qualified third basemen, 9 runs worse than anybody else, negative 13 outs above average, tied for last, minus 8 outs above average going to his right. That was last amongst third basemen. So it's going to be very difficult to come back with that same defensive alignment. Now, and I know this is going to sound unpopular, but I actually believe Devers has more potential as a third baseman than Bogarts does as a shortstop. And I know Bogarts has been playing there forever, but I don't feel like all of a sudden Bogarts is going to get more rangy. I feel like Devers' issues, it's not a physical issue. It's not an ability issue. Bogarts' issues are ability. He's not a great defensive shortstop. He's not rangy. He's not quick. With Rafael Devers, I feel like it's more of a concentration thing than it is anything else. Like, watching him in the postseason, he made a bunch of really good plays. So I think that Rafael Devers is more sustainable as a third baseman than Bogarts is as a shortstop. And here's the other thing you have to ask yourself. Can you have both these guys on your team long term when you know that so far both of them have been liabilities defensively throughout their careers? And this is the thing I would ask with Bogarts is, how much money does he want? How much money does he think he's going to get? Because this whole idea that he's in the same conversation as the Corey Seegers and the Carlos Correas of the world, I just think that, quite frankly, is ridiculous. I'm not telling you that Bogarts doesn't match up with them offensively. In fact, he's better than both of them offensively this season. But here's the thing about Bogarts. We all alluded to, or I alluded to, the defensive metrics. But he's also older than those guys. Bogarts is entering his 29-year-old season. Correa and Seager are entering their 27-year-old seasons, right? Like, this situation is kind of on Bogarts that he finds himself in. He never had to agree to that team-friendly deal a couple of years ago. Now, we all praised him for it, great. But when you opt out of that contract, you're opting out when you're entering your 30-year-old season. You're not going to get the same money that Correa and that Seager are getting. That's just the reality of it, especially another year of bad defensive numbers at shortstop. You're not going to get that same deal that Correa and that Seager got. So if you're going to do this long-term with both those players, what are you doing from a defensive alignment situation? Because you can't have Bogarts and Devers be the shortstop and the third baseman long-term defensively, or you're going to continue to be bad. Unless you just want to make that bet and say, hey, we'll be bad defensively for a long time. But if it was me and I had the decision between both of these guys, there's no question which way I'm turning. I'm going to Rafael Devers, and I'm locking him up this offseason, and then I'm worrying about the Bogarts question later on, because this is the guy that I want to lock up. Rafael Devers is the elite offensive talent, right? You look at it, 38 home runs, 10th in baseball this year, 113 RBIs, 4th in baseball this year, 51.5% hard hit rate, which means balls traveling north of 95 miles an hour. That was 15th in baseball, 233 hard hit balls in general. That was 6th in baseball. He barreled up 68 balls. That was 6th in baseball. So Devers is the elite offensive talent. Bogarts is a good offensive player for a shortstop. He's not an elite offensive player. That's the reality of it. And Bogaerts is too up and down, right? I mean, you look at it. So at the beginning of the season, right, April into the end of June, 330, 391, 551 slugging, 942 OPS. He looked like he was on the way to having a great season. Well, July through the end of the season, I know you could say, oh, he's dealing with a wrist issue, 254, 426 slugging, 773 OPS. In the postseason, he hit just 261, 333 on base percentage. You look at Rafael Devers in the postseason with a bad arm. He had a 392 on base percentage, a 1029 OPS, 5 home runs, 12 RBIs. He actually got better in the postseason. Rafael Devers is entering year 25. Xander Bogaerts is entering year 29. Bogaerts as a player has peaked. He's not getting any better. Rafael Devers is still on an upward trajectory, if you will. So if I'm Chaim Bloom this offseason, my priority is signing Rafael Devers to a long-term deal. Rafael Devers is one of the best 10 sluggers in the sport. I don't want that guy going anywhere. And then I figure the Xander Bogaerts situation out after that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.